Just the flu, Maggie murmured, stirring a large pot of homemade chicken soup. That's all it is. Nothing to worry about, Dr. Albert had explained. Unless you're very young or very old. He called it Walker's flu. Said that like any virus, it exploited weakness in the immune system. But Josh and their son Jason were perfectly healthy. They could fight off anything Mother Nature threw their way. Just in case, though, the doctor had given them both the usual antivirals. He'd also insisted that she'd have a shot too, although considering how much vomit and Kleenex she waded through in the last few days, it was pretty much a case of shutting the barn door after the horse was long gone. Everything will be fine, she told herself silently. Not that you could tell from the way Josh was acting. This was the first serious illness her husband had experienced since he'd contracted the mumps as a child. It was all she could do not to laugh when her usually stoic spouse reverted to a childish whiner in a sick bed. Though Jason was only 7, he was soldiering it, though, better than his father. Still, her hands were full nursing them and she was exhausted. Their fevers had to break soon. They both had brief periods of relief where their temperatures had dropped and their appetites had returned, but the respite had been short-lived, an hour or so at most. Maggie didn't like the way the whites of their eyes had gone yellow, either a sickly colour shot through with red lines. She worried that it was a sign of jaundice. Didn't